So we drew up about a couple of years ago, we drew up a list of what we foresee as being the developments that we would need in the short and medium term, medium meaning less than 10 years, 5 years, something like that. So that's one thing. Where can we, if we could have a look at the proposed plan of the international zone, the proposed plan of the international zone? Proposed plan of the international zone, quickly. Yeah. As you can see, basically, we have the road here, and then we have the European pavilions here. And on this side, just above the present exhibition hall, we have the Middle Eastern pavilions. So, and as I said, we cannot expand this way nor that way. So we are very much restricted in terms of space to expand. And I have to tell you that the next building that's being planned is coming here, just behind the exhibition hall. That is the much needed space for exhibition on Matrimandir and reception for Matrimandir. So this is going to be coming very close to the proposed Middle Eastern building here. So I was very happy to hear from Jaya that actually what I understand is being sought from the community is a ratification of the plan, but that what exists within the plan is flexible. Because Jaya was saying that actually what is being proposed by the African pavilions will not look like this. So there is a flexibility. So I would need to, I wanted to ask that question, but it was, it, so I would need to make sure that this is indeed the case, because otherwise we have collectively a problem that we need to solve. So perhaps we come back to the, yeah? Okay, so now we have the exhibition hall here, and we just want to build something immediately behind it. So we would have a kind of going through this exhibition into the next building. So we have something that's all on the ground floor and very integrated. And the other thing that we've been working on is actually to make this access from the tar road over the canyon on foot. So maybe we can have the view of this. Yeah. So we have visitor center here with Owerdam Canyon, with the different dams, the four dams. One is missing, actually. There's four dams over the canyon. And here we have the tar road, which at that point almost coincides with the proposed ring road. So the idea on the plan, on the proposed plan of the international zone is to actually have the access over the canyon like this. But for the moment, this land is actually not belonging to Orville. It is village land. So we have tried to compose with the reality and use the large piece of Orville land, which is available here, to make an access from the tar road, a parking, an educational zone, and crossing over the canyon here on foot, and going through an Orville flower garden before coming to the visitor center. So perhaps we come from the tar road? From the tar? Ah, yeah, okay. Yeah. So this is basically when you have Eda and Chavadi down this side. We are almost opposite Buddha Garden. It is just above here. So this is the entrance to Navroz's place and to the old dog sanctuary. So we are just in the process of enlarging this access, and this is how it would go in. There is a small stretch of Parambok land here between the road and the Orville land. So this is the access road, the trees that were planted by David several years ago now, and then going into this parking. So we've planted quite a few trees. We are in the process of cleaning it up so that we, and then you have cars coming and parking on both sides like this and people walking here into the shaded area, and then people walk towards the canyon. So this is the passage over the canyon, over the second dam. This is the overflow that we've just done with the help of David and Govind to take care of the overflow water from the, that's just above the second dam. That's something else. So maybe we just, okay, so do you have any view? There was a view in Marie's presentation about the, yeah. So this is some pictures that Marie put together, what it would look like. She had even made a very nice wooden board passage over the canyon, but it's going to be just earth for quite a while. Next picture. And this is basically what we are, this is the Mira Boutique, and this is the new exhibition hall. So basically this is what's going to happen. We're going to have a passage that comes over the canyon through a garden here of basically the plants to which Mother gave the name of Oroville, mostly hibiscus, but also other plants. And people just walk through here, go and visit, and then if they want, they go up towards Machu Mandir. So this is basically what we are. So I just want to very briefly share with you also this eco-exhibition. So this is basically the thing we saw we would need, this Machu Mandir exhibition space, guest facility. So this has been moving in the sense that we now have found a place for the guest house booking service, which is a great help. But we see guest service sees a lot of people see the need to have a purpose-built place close to the visitor center, which is devoted to guest service and also for a guest house for short-term visitors. We have quite a lot of people that come just wanting to spend a night or two. It's no point sending them to Oroville guest houses. We have also schools that come sometimes. They just want to see Oroville. They want to spend one or two nights. Where do we put them? So we really see that this would be a very important facility that should be coming. Art gallery can find its space on the first floor of a building, so that's not really something that is going to take much space. But there has been over the years repeatedly a request from the artists to have a space where they could exhibit and show the work of the artists of Oroville. So we are very keen to actually find a place for this. Boutiques and showroom forever wants to expand, which is a very healthy sign, I suppose. So this is also something that we need to keep in mind. Up to what point do we actually develop at the visitor center? There has been, especially last year, when we really felt a little bit overwhelmed by the number of people that came, the idea to actually develop something more on the outskirts of Oroville, for people who may not have a deep interest in Oroville, but just a casual tourist interest, to have something on the outskirts of Oroville with shops and exhibitions and restaurants and facilities, so that they could be, they would not have to enter so far into Oroville. Of course, the very difficult point there is the fact that everybody wants to go and see Machu Mandir. So even if we have something on the outside, how do we then regulate the access? Would it be only to the Machu Mandir viewing point? So this is something that is not resolved. So parking for VIP and Orovillians would then happen on the spot where we have our parking today, together with the shuttle service to the Machu Mandir, which is slowly getting bigger. We now have three of these little electric transports, and we've asked for another couple through different channels, so maybe they will be coming. So that's just little facilities and a new parking. and a general versatile exhibition space, which I'm very happy to hear Dhruv speak about the fact that Bharat Nivas is really into trying to finish the compound and would be welcoming people to come and take some of the load of visitor center, which I think is excellent. And that would then mean that perhaps we don't need this, because as you said, there is a lot of space at Bharat Nivas that needs to be used. So this would have to be seen. And if necessary, if the visitor center needs to grow in the place in which it is, we may have to think about a new restaurant. So this is basically where we stand
at present.
I had one question myself. It was actually to both the presentation. I personally, like, I would like to thank you and also Bharat Nivas and Popo to come and join us for sharing of this. It became a bit long, but we are still in that 2-hour format which we have been witnessing typically. This is our GIM has been going, though the attendance is thinned down. I have a question to you as well as to Bharat Nivas. Pity that Dhruv is not here. It was more in the line just to understand how, first of all, personally, I really appreciate the activity which happens here and how they have been conducted. There's a lots of effort which goes into the organization of this activity, management and budget. But I'm curious, from a different point of view, how community participation happens in planning and development activity of these areas. For example, you have a campus of visitor center which has a now 2 different type of structures, design even. So what is the overall urban design vision? What is the overall urban design vision for visitor center? That is one. And how do you wish to develop it? What is the experimentation in terms of built environment? And the second, or I don't know, I feel maybe important question in that line I have both, because this development has been happened. Like, we are trying from our side, whatever good or bad, to share this information. How is community involved? Has ever been any brief given to the community what will happen in just larger both the campus? Has the first draft is shown? Has community approved something? How does it happen? I am just curious. How the development take place, like these requirements are there? Have they been discussed or shared with larger community? What is the approach? How do a normal resident of Auroville take part in the some kind of discussion or decision making in different campuses? What is the way for that? Because they are established activities. I don't really remember much information sharing has happened. I don't know what are the reasons. But I'm curious. My main purpose of asking is more to learn. We in Lavinia from our side are trying our best, which may be really very bad and low, to involve community and take the decision making together till whatever way. We present proposal, fine. These activities are happening, so the present development pattern and activity, can we consider them from a community participation in planning? Can we see them as a role model? Can we see how our residents are taking part in these activities? I'm just curious to understand something like this.
So to answer your question, just from the point of view of visitor center, visitor center always had, you're asking about the buildings and the development of the buildings themselves and the fact that there is one style for the old building and another style for the new building. So as I said, there is an architect that is taking care of the visitor center, that is Suhasini. And she and Satprem were given that space close to the canyon to build. At that time, the only way they could get funds was actually to present the project as an alternative technology project. And then only did they get some money for it. They built the building in mud-pressed blocks, which was at that time the technology that Satprem was bringing in. This has proved to be a technology which is very beautiful, but that is not suited for the clay soil that we have at the visitor center, because the soil expands and contracts and everything cracks, and it is actually a nightmare to maintain. So when the need was felt to have a new exhibition space, Basically, there was no question of carrying on in the same way. I mean, perhaps for the walls you can do it, but for your roof you cannot. And even she tried for Mira Boutique, and she tried for other things, and it's the same disaster. I mean, you should come every monsoon. It's girls running around with buckets and mops, so it's absolutely impossible. So that's why the decision was taken to go for something completely different, which is this aluminium roof that Jean-Marc was the technology Jean-Marc was bringing in at that time, which actually has proved very successful. So if the permission is given to build this building behind the existing exhibition hall, it would be built in the same fashion. So basically, the answer is we have an architect that very much cares for the space, and that is basically the person we refer to each time there is the need felt for another development. In terms of community participation, I would say that community participation happens. First of all, we have 18 Orvilians working at the visitor center, which is quite a large amount. And we have a lot of people that are stakeholders of the visitor center, because we have 3 boutiques, and we have basically all the unit holders of Orville that are represented there, not all of them, but a large section of them that are represented there, and you know, that do make their voices heard whenever necessary, which is one thing. We have everybody who is interested in information, sharing information on Auroville, guests, what's happening in Auroville during the tourist season. Last year, we had a series of 3 meetings towards the end of the season, because we very much felt the need to include the community and to actually share what were the concerns we were feeling, and to actually address, give a forum where the concerns that a lot of people had been expressing on the Oronet and elsewhere, which were not being picked up by the community in any of its forums, would actually have the possibility to be heard in terms of circulation, comment est-ce qu'on dit ça? In terms of traffic, in terms of people coming, in terms of development on the outskirts, in terms of what image do we want to project of Oroville. So I would say that it is very much need-based, in the sense that people who get involved are people who feel strongly for different aspects. And at that time, basically, yes, there is a sharing. Otherwise, my experience has been that sharing for the sake of sharing is generally not getting us very far.
Thanks for this explanation, because some of the answers are there. My question was a bit different, and it was more in the line. The way this place has moved there, this itself is an act of participation. There is no doubt about this. My question was a bit more particular, something like this. You have a campus. There must be a campus plan, idea, or vision, or some urban design guidelines, because something is there. You have one architect. Architect can change, guideline can change. But whenever you start a new project, whenever you share, because we are acting in that format in this community, do you ask, do you present your plans? It is not about activity extension. Do you ask plan to the community? Do you seek their feedback? Have you taken their approval or a feedback that this is the plan? Has some architecture or any vision of that been presented to the community when you do something at the level of planning and campus? I'm asking, not the other activity of dam, which is important, but this is a very, like, I tell you why I'm asking this particular question.
I'd like to say just one sentence to Lalit. I would like to say that very much the visitor center is put in a position where there is, as I said at the beginning, no possibility to expand, but the pressure on it is growing and growing and growing and growing. And I would like to say that I think that the move we did all those years back, 5 years, 6 years ago, to say no more traffic of visitors coming to Matrimandir, and everybody parks at the visitor center and everybody walks, that has meant that the community of Auroville is not impacted anymore by the visitors that come daily to visit Mathieu Mandir. It is only when we cross that flow of people in front of the Mathieu Mandir gate when we are on our vehicles that we actually cross that flow of people. And that has insulated Auroville from the reality that is there daily.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I would like, just before we go, to tell you that it is a beginning. We have a lot of work to do. International Zone Core Group has some ideas to proceed together with the International Zone Group people. And, well, we don't need to say more about it. I think we can close the meeting here. And we will let you know. And but please, if you feel like to contact us, to after this meeting to give more. Wow, great! After this meeting to give more ideas or to bring more questions, either to L'Avenir d'Auroville Tinet or to international underscore zone, that is at auroville.org.in. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.